Lecture 9, Ionia and Early Greek Civilization.
In this lecture, I wish to cover issues that were raised in the previous lecture when I discussed early Greek developments, political as well as cultural. And this is largely concentrating on the period we call the Archaic Age, that age between Homer and the Persian Wars from 750 to 480 BC. But I will also focus in on Ionia, the Greek islands, that is the sections of the Greek world which are now in Asia Minor in Turkey, which played such a pivotal role in the development of early Greek civilization. And we often refer to that region as East Greece, and that would include the Greek colonies on the shores of Asia Minor, the islands, and then colonies founded in the 7th, 6th century BC in the Black Sea regions, along the shores of Asia Minor, and also the rather remarkable set of Greek cities on the island of Cyprus. All of these regions, all of these cities were part of a greater East Greece. And in particular, the Ionians were adept merchants, colonizers themselves. You have to remember they're the descendants of colonists. That is, they are the descendants of refugees from the Greek world who fled from the Greek mainland over to Asia Minor, with the collapse of the Bronze Age kingdoms after about 1200 BC. Many of them were also in early contact with the Anatolian kingdoms that reemerged, particularly the Lydian kingdom, the Phrygian kingdom in the interior. And so unlike their kinsmen in European Greece, they had access to the knowledge and the technology of the Near East much sooner. In particular, the city of Miletus emerged as the leading Ionian city in the 7th and 6th centuries BC. And in part, Miletus, which experienced great population growth, became a commercial and economic center just to get rid of her excess population. Much of the Greek colonization in the Archaic period was simply fueled by overpopulation. It doesn't take many mouths to overcrowd a small Mediterranean landscape. And Miletus was active in two directions. The Miletians sent out colonies into the region that the Greeks called the Hellespontine zone. That would be the area between the Dardanelles and the Bosphorus today, that section of the Sea of Marmara, which is often called in classical sources the Propontis, the area before the sea. And then into the Euxine Sea, that is the Friendly Sea, the Black Sea. And I mentioned earlier that the Black Sea was anything but friendly. There are a string of Milesian colonies along the northern shores of Asia Minor planted in the 7th and 6th century BC. Foremost are the cities of Sinope, Amisus, and Trapezus, still leading cities today in Turkey. They'd be known as Sinope, Samsun, and Trabzon. And these colonies were very important in putting Miletus in touch with the Phrygian kingdom and Urartu, that is the new powers that emerged in Anatolia in the early Iron Age. At the same time, Miletus, along with her neighbor, the polis of Samos, which is both an island and a polis, Samos today probably one of the most beautiful Greek islands and largely undiscovered by most tourists, Samos and Miletus shared in the opening up of contact with the Levant, that is today the coasts of Syria, Lebanon, and Israel, and Egypt. And both of these Ionian East Greek cities were in the forefront of developing trade there. And it's important to stress this fact because a great deal of the cultural achievement of East Greece, of Ionia, was a result of the reopening of this Near Eastern contact and the stimulus. And we have to remember that Greeks were everywhere. I mentioned that they were colonizing in the Western Mediterranean, but they were everywhere through the Near East. They were very prominent at the courts of Sardis and Gordian, that is the courts of the kings of Lydia and Phrygia. They served as mercenaries in Egypt. Large numbers of Greeks and their Carian kinsmen served as heavy infantry in the armies of the pharaohs and of the Assyrian kings. And some of the earliest Greek inscriptions we have are really quite marvelous. They were written by Greek mercenaries serving in the Egyptian armies, marching all the way up in the Nile Valley and at the great temple of Abu Simbel, the temple of Ramses II, where he commemorates his so-called victory at Kadesh. The Greek mercenaries are scribbling their names such as, you know, Leon was here. And it's rather refreshing to see the Greeks scrawling their graffiti almost, you know, audaciously at the foot of these vast monumental complexes.